Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs of all in one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Shane Smith, motivational speaker of the Y Factor, and Tutor Doctor President Frank Milner. And Tutor Doctor, a worldwide tutoring franchise that provides individualized, home-based instruction to learners of all ages, has become the foundational sponsor of the Y Factor, a nonprofit community outreach program created to spark inspiration in students, parents, and educators alike. And we're going to talk to Shane and Frank about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we have a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Shane Smith, motivational speaker of the Y Factor, and Tutor Doctor President Frank Milner. And Tutor Doctor, a worldwide tutoring franchise that provides individualized, home-based instructions to learners of all ages, has become the foundational sponsor of the Y Factor, a nonprofit community outreach program created to spark inspiration in students, parents, and educators alike. Hi, Shane. Hey, Frank. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Doing great. How are you? I'm here with Shane in my office.
It's great to have both you gentlemen on the show. Frank, I've been following Tutor Doctor for some time now, and it's great to finally have you on the show. And Shane, I've been doing these interviews for 7 years now, and I've interviewed some pretty big names in franchising, and this is certainly going to be one of my favorites. I think your message that you've sent out to children and even adults is very powerful, so it's really a privilege for me to speak with both you gentlemen today. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having us. It's awesome.
It's our pleasure. So, Frank, you know what? Maybe I'll start with you, and then I'll go back and forth between you and Shane. And maybe you could tell us a little bit about Tutor Doctor and how you got involved with the franchise.
Sure. Well, Tutor Doctor is a home-based franchise opportunity. We are currently operating in 15 different countries around the world. We're experiencing terrific growth, and it's been a fantastic journey over the last 5 or 6 years. I became involved with Tutor Doctor through an old acquaintance of mine going back 20-some-odd years. I happened to bump into the founder of the company maybe about 6 years ago, midway through 2007. Hadn't seen him probably in about 10 years or so. I was an executive with another franchise company at the time, and we got talking, and having franchising in common, it was just terrific to reconnect. But as a result of that chance meeting, we got together again, and it became apparent to me that there was an opportunity with Tutor Doctor to really help get it to the next level. Well, one thing led to another, and I ended up putting an investment group together and actually acquiring the company from the founder. That happened late in 2007. We made some enhancements to the business model and relaunched the company midway through 2008, and we have not looked back since. As I said, it's been a really amazing journey to date.
It sounds like fate was part of the whole thing too, Frank, huh? Running into that gentleman. It's fantastic.
Everything happens for a reason.
Exactly. When you hear stories like this, it's really fantastic. Shane, how did you become involved with the Y Factor, and you know, what was your motivation for sharing your story?
I started sharing my story. I started motivational speaking when I was 8 years old on behalf of my wheelchair basketball team, trying to raise money for Variety Village and Variety the Children's Charity. And when Frank approached me to do Y Factor, I just saw such a golden opportunity. I mean, what Tutor Doctor does is really try to help students find their future and make it a little bit brighter. And hopefully in sharing my story, that's what I'm doing too. So, you know, with what Tutor Doctor does and what I do, and you put them together, it's so beautiful. And I think, you know, it was just perfect.
It did. It sounded like a match. You know, following, you know, all your presentations, I've seen a lot of your presentations, you know, on the internet, and it seems like you provide a support network, you know, to a younger audience, and it seems like that's what Tutor Doctor does as well. And I guess Frank and Shane, you could both kind of piggyback on that, but it seemed like almost a perfect match.
Yeah, it's a great match, and I actually had an opportunity just a few weeks ago to go and watch Shane present in a school. And it was really terrific. There were a couple hundred students in the audience. It was taking place in the gymnasium. And he started out his presentation by taking a basketball and wheeling to the center court. And from center court, he took a shot with the basketball, and it bounced off the backboard. And it was a miss, and the whole audience went, "Oh!" And then he took another shot, and it went off the rim, and the whole audience went, "Oh!" And then he took a third shot, and it was a swish, and the whole audience just went crazy.
That's
amazing. And Shane goes, "Well, now that I've got your attention," and he got off into his talk, which was really outstanding. So, there's just a really great fit between Shane's message and what it is that we're trying to accomplish at Tudor Doctor. We have a saying at Tudor Doctor. We say, it's one thing to make a dollar, it's another thing to make a difference. And that's kind of one of our guiding principles, if you will. And Shane's message and his experience really fits right in with that principle.
Yeah, and Shane, I have to say you're very natural when you speak to an audience like that. I mean, you can just see how you connect with them, and that's certainly, you know, your talent and your gift as well. It really is truly inspirational. Of course, the one story that you know inspired me. And there's a lot of them, Shane, but, you know, is the one, you know, the little girl, I guess she was, you know, contemplating suicide, and how you were able to connect with her and really, you know, your message saved her life. And I think that, you know, always connects with a lot of people, doesn't it?
Thank you. Yeah, and that's why I do it. I mean, the fact that I have that power to sit and just with my words save someone's life. You know, that really opened my eyes. And when that was one of my first presentations that happened.
Wow.
And after that happened, I took a step back and I kind of looked at the situation from an outsider's point of view. And I realized that it's not just me that can save lives with our words. We all have that opportunity. We all have that power, right? And hopefully with my message, you know, to kids, just being nice to each other, right? You don't know what the person next to you is going through. You don't know what they're going home to. So if I can, you know, just get one kid to stop bullying the kid next to him, or one kid to, you know, stand up for themselves and believe in who they are, then I've done my job in a room full of thousands of kids, right?
Absolutely, and you do that very well. I mean, you gave a great example that was really inspiring to me. I remember you going around the audience and you're saying to the one gentleman how, you know, he's been smiling the whole time, and you know, these two girls look beautiful and cool shirt and just things like that. And those words are very powerful, aren't they? I mean, it's such a wonderful and simple example of how we can all really make a difference, can't we?
Absolutely. I mean, we never know, right? I mean, just by saying thank you to you for having us on your show, and I do mean that. I mean, this is a great opportunity for Frank and myself, and I really appreciate
thank
that.
You.
Just
thank
you hearing that could make your day, right?
Exactly.
So we never know what little sentences we could make to make someone's day.
That's well said. Frank, how big is the private tutoring industry anyway? It sounds like it's growing.
It's growing dramatically, and there's it's really a very fragmented industry, which obviously presents an opportunity for us. But you know, there's a lot of figures out there about it being a $10 billion industry, etc. So it is currently growing at a double-digit rate and has been for a number of years now. So even though it is a very significant industry, greater than $10 billion, what's really impressive to me is the rate at which it continues to grow despite the hard economic times that we've been through over the last number of years.
Absolutely, and that's what impressed me about the industry and Tudor Doctor as well. Is, I mean, you know, we always tell our listeners to, you know, look towards the industry first, and this is one that has always stood out on our show. So I think that's fantastic. How does Tudor Doctor differentiate itself from the competitors in such a large market, Frank?
Well, there's a number of ways that we differentiate ourselves, but you know, it really boils down to our approach. We are very conscientious about how we go about matching up a student with a teacher. You know, most companies that are out there, you know, let me put it this way. If somebody needs a tutor, they typically call up a company and they say, I need help with grade 10 mathematics.
Right.
And the company says, no problem, we'll send a tutor over to you. And they send a grade 10 mathematics tutor over. We go a lot deeper than that. We spend some time face-to-face with the family, taking the time to understand their needs, Taking the time to understand not just their needs, but also the circumstances that exist within that household.
Right.
We take the time to understand and take into consideration the different learning styles of students.
Oh.
Are they an auditory learner? Are they a visual learner? Are they a kinesthetic
right.
learner? We take the time to understand the personality of the student and of the family. All that information is gathered through a consultation process that we go through with students and families. And armed with that information, we can then make what we call a magical match by matching them up with a tutor that is chosen specifically for that student with a package that is customized to that student. So it's not just a matter of, going, day by day or session by session, but
right.
rather we create a specific program designed for that student with a tutor that has been specifically selected for them. And because of, it's kind of like the measure twice, cut once, that you hear so often.
Mm-hmm.
We really take a lot of time to do that, and we get it right in certainly in 99% of the cases. But even if we don't get it right the first time, we'll take the time to do it again and make sure that we do it over and over until we do get it right, and until the family and the student. And our franchisee all feels that we have the right fit. So I would say that is one of our main differentiators that really distinguishes us apart from our competitors.
It must be an amazing feeling too, Frank. I mean, to be able to provide that service, at the end of the day or at the end of the month or
yeah.
year, to be able to, as you said, the ability to make money is great. That's wonderful. But what you're getting back in return to, I guess, put a smile on a student's face to be able to say, okay, they get it. It must be a wonderful feeling for your franchisees.
Absolutely. I mean, this is really meaningful work, and you're right, it's extremely rewarding. And the customer feedback that we get is absolutely outstanding. In fact, we have literally, Marty, thousands and thousands of testimonials that are being populated onto our website in real time as they come in. So we populate them onto our websites, and there are, as I said, thousands and thousands of these families that we work with just telling us how impactful and what a difference we have made to their kids. And, one of the sad things that's happening out in the world today is
mm-hmm.
that many students are giving up on themselves before they even get started in life.
Right.
They think of themselves as stupid or not good enough or not deserving because class sizes are getting bigger and bigger, and
right.
a lot of these kids are simply falling through the cracks.
Right.
And what we do is we go in there and we really help these kids, and we really reconnect them with their dreams that they have given up on. And for me, that is just truly, truly rewarding when we give that kid the belief that they can accomplish anything that they want to in their lives. And if that means that they believe they can be a veterinarian or an engineer
mm-hmm.
or a hairdresser, whatever it is that they want to do, just giving them that belief that they can do whatever they choose to do with their lives is extremely rewarding. And our franchisees are specifically selected because they have a desire to do just that, and they do a great job of it.
It's interesting what you just said, Frank, and it kind of segues into, something that I wanted to ask Shane. I was watching earlier on, Shane, on the internet, and you said something very powerful. I have a five-year-old son, and I'm always asking him, I say, what do you want to do? When you grow up, and I've changed that now because, of watching, your presentations is, you kind of say to students, what are you going to do when you grow up? And that's very powerful, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's probably my favorite piece of my presentation.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's so simple to just change that one word want to go and
it is.
Open up this door that was cracked. It kind of just breaks it down, right? I wanted to be a professional motivational speaker. I knew I wanted to do that from the time I was 8 years old. So from 8 years old to the age of 23, I wanted to be a motivational speaker. Well, at 23, I decided I was going to be a professional motivational speaker. And within years, I run a motivational speaking company.
It's amazing. It's very powerful, and it's really changed that, you know, the way I'm going to phrase the question going forward, you know. So I have to thank you for that, for teaching me. How has partnering with Tutor Doctor helped you spread your message, Shane?
Oh, man. I mean, I can't even put into words what working with Tutor Doctor has done for me. I mean, we've reached close to 75,000 kids.
That's amazing.
This year alone.
Yeah.
That's 75,000.
Without the franchisees and without Frank, there's no way I would have made it to half of those schools that I made it to. And I think for me, as on a personal level, the most exciting thing about working with Tutor Doctor is the franchisees themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a part of Tutor Doctor per se, but with iFactor, I am. And I go off and I hang out with the franchisees, and I have I build this special bond with each one that I go visit. Uh-huh. I mean, I just got back from Hawthorne, New Jersey, and the franchisee out there, before I even got there, was sending me messages on Facebook telling me how excited she is to meet me, how excited her 13-year-old daughter is to meet me, how excited her daughter is to take me shopping. And I feel like I have a family now out in New Jersey. And, you know, in California, I feel like I have like a second mom, and it's crazy the relationship I've built with the franchisees. And I think in turn, it's really helped me build my confidence in what I do, because, I mean, when you have a support network behind you just constantly telling you what great work you're doing, and, you know, that has the same beliefs as you and that really just want to help you and other people succeed, it's hard not to stay positive. So working with Tutor Doctor, that's what it's really done for me. It's really helped me, you know, not just think that I one day will be the greatest motivational speaker ever. Working with Tutor Doctor has shown me that I'm going to one day be the greatest motivational speaker ever.
Wow, this is very powerful. And you said something very interesting too, Shane, you know, that we speak a lot about, you know, especially the last 7 years on the show, is, you know, a lot of times when you're getting into franchising, because a lot of our listeners are aspiring, we call them franchisepreneurs, they want to buy a franchise, and that's something that, you know, of course you're getting is you're getting support, you know, from the franchisor, and you're also kind of like joining a family in a way too, aren't you, Frank? I mean, you're the expert in that too, as far as buying a franchise opportunity.
Absolutely, and you know, that is a culture that we have really nurtured at Tutor Doctor. In fact, we call it the Tutor Doctor family. Join the Tutor Doctor family, and you know, our franchisees act like a family in that they really collaborate together. They share resources. There's no hesitation whatsoever on sharing best practices amongst one another, and just this free flow giving of themselves to one another makes for an exceptionally powerful culture. It's kind of like, you know, 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2, but 1 + 1 equals 11. I know that's very cliche-ish, but that's the reality of what's going on within the Tutor Doctor franchise systems today.
When and I think I kind of know the answer to this, but why did, you know, Tutor Doctor decide to partner then with the Y Factor, Frank?
Well, that's a great question, Marty. You know, from the start, we wanted to make sure that we were doing whatever we could to give back to the community. We're very very community oriented business. We're very grassroots in that regard, etc. And the original thinking was that, you know, when we spoke about this in the early days, you know, we were talking about creating a scholarship fund for underprivileged students, etc. The more we spoke about it, the more it became apparent to us that taking that route would allow us to help, a limited number of students, a student here, a student there, etc. And we asked ourselves, how can we do community outreach in a way that would give us a much greater reach and, a much greater opportunity to touch many more students. And it was out of that the Y Factor was born, because by partnering with Shane and sending him out to schools all over the U.S. and, in fact, all over North America, we have really taken that to a whole new level. And we have, as Shane mentioned earlier, we have he has been in front of more than 75,000 students, and the feedback has been absolutely exceptional. And the reach, to be able to reach 75,000 plus students in such a short period of time, demonstrates to us that we are indeed on the right track with this program.
That's very powerful. So, Shane, what are your future plans with the Y Factor and Tutor Doctor?
I think I'm going to take Frank's job one day.
That's great.
I think no matter where I go with my motivational speaking, I mean, as I said, I would love to be the world's greatest motivational speaker one day. My goal is I'm going to give a 5-10 minute version of my presentation on the Oscars and the Grammys. That's my long-term goal. And but you know what? No matter how big I get, I'm a big believer in not forgetting where you come from.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter where I am in the world, no matter what I'm doing, if Tutor Doctor needs me to do a Y Factor presentation, I will never ever say no. Because I think this partnership is really just an incredible, incredible thing. And it's taught me a lot about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Working with Tutor Doctor, and I could never thank Frank enough for the opportunity that I've had over really the past year touching all these students, and without him and Tutor Doctor, it wouldn't have happened. It would have happened, but not on the scale that it did.
Right, I see what you're saying.
Well, I for sure see Y Factor in my life for the rest of it.
Wow, this is powerful. Frank, how about the future of Tutor Doctor? I mean, where do you see the company 3 to 5 years down the road?
Well, our plans are continue to grow and expand. And, the ultimate goal is to turn Tutor Doctor into a household name, which is currently happening in many markets, but it hasn't happened yet. Across the globe, and we want to continue with our expansion, in the U.S. and North America, but we're also putting some significant focus on our international growth. And I've actually just recently returned from a trip to Africa, where we are planning on expanding into South Africa. We've been operating in Nigeria for the last year and a half. The opportunity to make an impact in those countries is just so significant, so huge, because in many ways they are developing nations. Education is a massive challenge, and we just want to be the service of choice when people think about getting help for their kids and their students. So in 3 to 5 years, I expect the company to have probably doubled once or twice, just in terms of the size and the reach that Tutor Doctor gets. So just very, very exciting plans for the company and for the brand globally.
That's fantastic. What's the best way, Frank, for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee to Tutor Doctor? Any websites they should go to?
Yeah, absolutely. www.tutordoctor.com is one website where you can get a lot of information, and that's our main corporate website. But we also have a an opportunity website, www.tutordoctoropportunity.com.
Oops. What about,
sorry about that.
That's okay. What about Shane? Any websites would you like them to go to, Shane?
Yeah, you can check me out at www.yfactor.org.
Okay.
And you can also check me out at my website, nolimits.ca. So www.nolimits with a Z, not an S, .ca.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Frank and Shane. It was a privilege to speak to both of you. And I would love to already invite both of you back next year as you continue to grow. And Shane, you continue to do more wonderful things. I'll be watching you. I'm a fan.
I'd love to do that. Thanks, Marty.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great day. And we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast should get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting franchise interviews now over 6 years and over 300 shows, and in January we hit a milestone of over 18,000 listeners. So over that time frame, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Today you're going to get to hear from Rick Werner, who is a franchisee to Unishippers. And we love having franchisees on the show, of course, matching our tagline, asking the franchipreneur who owns one. And we asked Rick the question, what advice would you give to our 18,000-plus listeners listening to the show? And I thought his answer was brilliant. He talked about the importance of leveraging your experience. You know, in many instances when you buy a franchise, you don't have to have experience in a particular industry. But Rick was mentioning that you should leverage your past experience to work for you. So I thought what he said was brilliant. So here we go with Rick Werner of Unishippers.
That's fantastic. Last month we had, it was over 18,000 people listening to our show, Rick. What would you say to all of those, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs, you know, they have it in their mind that they want to buy a franchise. We suspect that many of them don't know where to begin because it just seems a little overwhelming at time with, you know, there's 2,500 different opportunities out there. What would you say to them?
First off, try to leverage your experience and your life experience, where you are now, and where you want to go. Then find something that's going to fit your lifestyle. You know, if you're a workaholic, restaurant industry, it works for you. You're able to work as much as you want, as often as you want. But if that's not for you, look and try to find something that's going to fit, A, your experience, B, your lifestyle, and where you want to go in 5, 10, 20 years. And there's an opportunity out there. Don't be quick to jump into something. And do your research. With the Internet nowadays, I mean, you can find a ton of information out there, good and bad, about any franchise opportunity. And then something that I did, and Unishippers really touts this, is that you should do your due diligence. I talked to a lot of franchise owners that are already in the system and asked them the good and the bad, you know, the good, bad, and the ugly. And a lot of times they were candid, and they told me, hey, I don't like this part of it. I love this part of it. And so I made my educated decision after I did my due diligence and ended up here with no industry background, but I found a home. And you know, and I'm going to build this, you know, and retire, if I ever have to retire, from this industry. And it's out there. There's something out there for everyone. You just have to do due diligence.
That's great advice. Yeah, I like how you say leverage your experience, too, because you can see that in talking to you. If that's what you did, you know, it wasn't, you know, direct experience in the industry, but you took everything that you learned in the past and you applied it to really what you're doing now very effectively, you know. So it's great advice. We have a great quote in franchising podcast. We're going to put that in there, Rick, as far as advice to our listeners, because I think that's
great.
It's fantastic. It's very powerful.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next week with another edition of Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.